Well, another significant impact as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine that the U.S. is monitoring right now to see if that moves forward is the semiconductor industry. Now, Yahoo Finance's Rochelle Akufo has the context and the analysis. Rochelle.
That's right, Brad. A fast-moving story here. We've seen that U.S. officials warning that this Russian attack could begin any day now, potentially affecting the Olympics. You have NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg also warning Friday of the real risk for a new armed conflict in Europe. As the potential for this conflict escalates, we're seeing the three major indices have been taking a hit today as we've been following. The White House warning now that chip makers need to diversify their supply chains as the U.S. braces for potential retaliation from Russian sanctions, that's if Ukraine is invaded. So why the concern for chip makers then? Well, market research group TechEd says the industry is heavily reliant on materials critical to chip making in Russia and Ukraine. Now, they found that over 90% of U.S. semiconductor-grade neon supplies come from Ukraine. Now, over 90%, as I mentioned there, neon is a key material that's used for the lasers that actually make the chips, and that's a byproduct of Russian steel manufacturing. Also, 35% of palladium is sourced from Russia. Palladium is used in sensors and memory, as well as storing energy in broadcasting equipment, mobile telephones, computers, and other uses. Now, William Moss, who's a spokesperson for Intel Corp, said the chipmaker was not anticipating any impact on their neon supply. But this development comes as the biggest semiconductor companies have mostly been trending downwards year to date and with a lot of volatility due to pandemic-related supply disruptions and, of course, rising consumer demand.
And, Rochelle, against this backdrop, where does this leave the chip manufacturers going forward?
Well, all is not lost. Semiconductors can still be manufactured, but it's the cost of the materials going into the chips that are going to be the problem. That's what's going to rise. Now, Applied Materials, the largest equipment supplier to the semiconductor industry, projects that between 2020 and 2025, the value of semiconductor content will jump 50% per automobile to about $690, and it will double for an average data center server to $5,600. TechEd also estimates that demand for all chip materials will rise by more than 37% over the next 4 years. Now, obviously, consumers, they want their smart goods, they want their interconnected Internet of Things for their cars, for their gadgets. So those extra costs, we'll have to see if they get passed on to consumers. And of course, fears of a Russian-Ukraine conflict when we already have COVID-related supply chain bottlenecks and inflation concerns only adding to the pressure. Guys?
Rochelle Akufo, Yahoo Finance's Zone, thanks so much for digging into that and the story there.